You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back here with you on Hit or Quit, the only podcast that asks you if a show is a hit or if Jenny and I should quit watching the podcast. And now here she is back again to talk about Judge Steve Harvey, season 2, episode 3. It's Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
I'm excellent, Robbie. If you had asked me like months ago, do you think that in late May 2023, you're going to be podcasting multiple episodes of a show called Judge Steve Harvey?
Right.
I just simply wouldn't believe it. But here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's been a time. It's been a fun little 2-week stint with the Judge Steve Harvey. I really did not think that this would be something we would do more than 1 week of, but
yeah, we're back.
We're back.
We're back. Steve Harvey. We got 3 new cases to talk about here tonight.
Yes. I like the structure, the 3 cases. It's nice and structured and yeah.
So we'll talk about all 3 of the cases that's going on. A lot of couples suing each other that where I come from, when couples sue each other, that's a divorce.
They're not couples anymore.
Judge Steve Harvey is the only place where it's like, a husband is suing his wife for $4,000. Like, I didn't know I could sue my wife for money.
No, I was literally going to come into this podcast to say to you, I was like, through this episode especially, I have learned things that I could be suing for that I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like any petty argument you have in your relationship where you can find some sort of like monetary, like equivalent for whatever mm-hmm. the argument is, like, you can take that person to court, but it has to be Judge Steve Harvey specifically. Steve it's the court of common sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you have to go. Of course, common sense you know, taking your partner to court.
The plaintiff, Rob Cesternino, is suing his spouse, Nicole, for $2,400 for expired meats that she has bought and left in the refrigerator only to not cook them and have them thrown in the garbage over the past 6 years. Let's see.
Literally, this was the idea I had. I was like, what would Phil and I like sue each other for? And it's like, oh, like we got like groceries and, you know, someone had a bad day and decided we're getting pizza and now the groceries have expired. And it's like, I'm suing for $28 of produce that went bad.
Yeah.
It was your decision to get the pizza. So I'm actually just going to need that money. Like, that's what is happening on this show.
It's
essentially
tough because I think that generally, I feel like that telling your partner how they basically have wasted money or owe you money. Like, I feel like it's generally considered a faux pas, unattractive. Yeah. But at least in Steve Harvey's court, you can take your spouse to task and then say, make Steve Harvey say they have to pay you money.
Like, this is my biggest nightmare. Like, the anxiety I would have about, like, not realizing I owed someone something or, like, having to talk about, like, oh, well, like, I spent money on this and so, like, you owe me money for this. Like, that whole dynamic. Imagine all of the steps that you would have to go through to like settle this on Judge Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. It's like not only am I feeling like, you know, I paid for the trip and, you know, we were supposed to split it. We're going to have to do all of this paperwork and casting so that we can settle it on national TV in front of, yes, that's right, a fake judge, Steve Harvey.
Fake Judge Steve Harvey. Now, we do have for you here tonight two married couples who are going to be going before Steve Harvey.
Oh, no,
I'm sorry.
One is not married, like a
common law married couple.
Not yet.
And then a married couple and then also cousins. But the cousins allegedly have, one cousin has disowned the other cousin.
It's a real family affair on episode 3 of Judge Steve Harvey season 2. It's really keeping it in the family.
Yes.
Like, these aren't like, you know, former business associates like Jim and Steve. Like, these are people that have legitimate relationships with. That's why like Judge Steve Harvey is not court. It is like family and couples therapy with like some sort of financial piece where Steve decides, the Harv decides who gets what.
They find people and it's like, do you all want to be on The Amazing Race or Judge Steve Harvey? The two of you seem to have like a very interesting relationship. We can see it going either way. Either you're, you know, we put you on the race or, you know, just go
fight for
$5,000.
In my situation, if you're Phil and I feel crazy saying this, I personally think that we would have a better chance of making money on Judge Steve Harvey than on The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
I don't love our chances on The Amazing Race. I think I could make Steve Harvey give me money.
Yeah, Judge Steve Harvey has a higher floor and The Amazing Race, I think, has a higher ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hard to totally whiff on Judge Steve Harvey.
I think that like I could probably handle it. Like I would be aiming for that. You know what? I like you, so I'm gonna give you money spot. Like I think that's my niche there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we'll be talking about all that. How's your week going, Jenny?
My week's been pretty good. Like it's, you know, it's been a week and Survivor finale was excellent last night. Like I had such a great time. Mm-hmm. Like it's good to enjoy the show that you're watching.
For sure.
Because, you know, we know that there have been shows that we've watched that we're not fully enjoying.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see
that this week I talked about on some of the podcasts that there is a the Critics' Choice Real TV Awards. Did you happen to see this?
Yeah, Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah, not only is Farmer Wants a Wife, but also Survivor 44 was nominated for Best Ensemble Cast of a reality TV series. And did you see what they're up against?
Special Forces. Colon World
Special Forces, Colon World.
See,
Toughest Test.
I had seen the relationship show one that included Farmer Wants a Wife. I had seen that already on Twitter. I think actually Jason Reed, our lovely guest from last week, brought that to my attention. But I did not know about the ensemble cast until you mentioned it.
Ensemble cast in an unscripted series. The nominees are Below Deck, : Sailing Yacht, Dancing with the Stars, RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, Special Forces, : World's Toughest Test, Survivor 44, and Vanderpump Rules. So we will find out the results, Jenny, on June 15th, I believe, is when they will be announced.
I will be waiting with bated breath to find out how Special Forces : World's Toughest Test did in the ensemble cast category. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. We could have an upset.
Could be an upset for sure. So
someone might be upset.
Yes, as always with Special Forces.
Yeah, there's always somebody upset.
No nominations for Beyond the Edge, unfortunately. No nominations for Joe Millionaire.
Why wasn't Joe Millionaire in the
maybe it wasn't in the, for your consideration
previous year?
Yes,
maybe.
Yes, and we're then 20, of course we're getting ready for a busy June. This is going to be the summer of hit or quit. Of course, we're going to be covering Claim to Fame. But have you started to see any of the promo around Stars on Mars?
Rob, you know I'm on that Stars on Mars trip. I'm NASA'd up. I'm ready. This looks so bad.
Yeah, premieres on Monday, June 5th on Fox. I saw a trailer coming for it where Lance Armstrong, that some of the other people that Lance Armstrong is with on this pseudo mission to Mars, they are confused. They think that Lance Armstrong has already been to the moon before. Confusing him with
excellent.
Neil
this is
Armstrong.
Exactly what we're hoping for. If you're getting an Armstrong on a reality show called Stars on Mars, you need to cast.
Do people think that Taryn has been to the moon?
Honestly, probably. Mm-hmm. There are people that think that Taryn is your son.
That's true. That's true.
I can
sue
believe
them. I'm taking those people to court.
Yeah, but that's what you do. You sue your family.
Your Honor, Steve Harvey, I am suing this person from Twitter who thought that a person who podcasts with me, who is not my son, that he's telling people that he is my son, Your Honor.
Yeah, and so I'm suing you for $5,000 for mental anguish and also another $350 for the paternity test that we will be taking to disprove this.
And yes, Your Honor, while, yes, it is possible that biologically, yes, he could be my son. If you were familiar with my life story, you would not be assuming that I would be getting to any of the basics. Bases at that age, Your Honor.
We were not playing baseball.
We were not playing baseball. That was,
occurring.
That was a metaphor, Your Honorable Steve Harvey.
Are you familiar with the bases? I want to hear Steve Harvey respond to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we have a Steve Harvey soundboard? Maybe that would help with this conversation.
That has to exist, right?
Yeah, let's see. Harvey.
There's no way it doesn't.
Steve Harvey soundboard. I don't want to see.
What do we got?
Yeah, okay. Steve, can I tell you what about the bases?
Oh, hell no!
Okay, all right.
He doesn't want to hear it. I don't think this case is going well for you, Ross.
Sorry about that.
He's turning on you.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Damn, man. Why your mama breast white?
Okay. All right.
Steve, you can't just ask that.
Yes. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. All right.
Damn, dog. That's your mama?
What is this all Family Feud?
Yeah, what's everything has to be about my mom? Steve.
Yeah, Judge Steve Harvey definitely is giving loves yo mama jokes. That is still peak humor to him. His humor has not evolved since your mom jokes were a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
as long as we know it went down in there and come up in the front, oh, it's going to be some hell up in here this evening.
That honestly could have been from Judge Steve Harvey. Like, I actually could have been a Judge Steve Harvey clip.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay. Judge
you
Steve
keep
Harvey.
That handy.
Oh, and also there's a Reddit, Steve Harvey.
There's a Steve Harvey
a
Reddit.
Steve Harvey subreddit. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, is it pro Steve Harvey or not?
No, oh, I don't know.
I
think it could go either way.
Yeah, not a lot of people on the Judge Steve Harvey or the Steve Harvey subreddit. 669 it's, folks on the Steve not, Harvey subreddit.
It's not specifically for his legal endeavors, mm-hmm. just for him as a person.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Jenny, let's talk about the case of Jordan versus her boyfriend, Brandon.
Yeah. And of course, this guy's name is Brandon.
Yeah, Jordan and Brandon and Dylan are the three people involved in this case.
Like, I actually am like, are these their names? Because it's like, it's a little too on the nose for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jordan is what? J-O-R-D-Y, at least two N's.
Double N.
Double N.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, yeah. And then Brandon and his friend Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so can you set the case up? Why is Jordan suing Brandon for $6,580?
Yes. So the title of this case, this is another thing I love about Judge Steve Harvey, is every case has a fun title. So this is Gaming Bromance, where Jordan is upset that, and I was like trying to piece this together as it was happening. So she's basically suing her active boyfriend, active partner,
of many years,
father of her children, two children, I believe they have, and like $5,350 of equipment, and then another $1,500 for distress, because I guess he spends all of his time playing video games with his friend Dylan. And part of the like reason she's upset is because he plays with Dylan and not her. So there's like a jealousy like component there as well. Like, it's not just like you are constantly playing video games and you're not helping around the house. It's also like, and when you do play, you don't choose to play with me. You play with your friend Dylan, who we also learn works with Brandon. So they already spend all day together at work. And Jordan is upset that when Brandon gets home from work, he fires up the gaming system. He's still in his little chef coat and he's right on there with Dylan, who he's just spent the whole day with.
Yeah. So Jordan has bought all of the gaming system for Brandon. Now, this does feel like that a mistake on Jordan's part, that, you know, where she is not getting what she wants out of the relationship. Why is she buying more gaming stuff for Brandon? And we get like an itemized list of that Jordan is a big itemizer. She might be like, have like, she should go work for the IRS, I think, maybe, because she's very good at tracking just how much she spent on every single thing. She also, we will get like a diary of how many of what Brandon is doing with his time, also
the like down to the minutes spent playing video games each day for 10 days.
You don't want
she logs
that.
It.
You don't want
she's,
that.
Listen, she's got the receipts. Like, she is ready. And yeah, like, this is kind of confusing because it's like, when you're in a, this is why this is so strange to me, where people are suing their active partners. It's like, you are in a relationship. You've been together for several years. You have children together. How are you, like, spending money on each other and then going and being like, yeah, you actually owe me for this money that I spent for something that you use in our joint household.
Yeah, like, well, I'm starting to think that maybe this isn't real. Because
are you just
I kind of feel like that most couples, you know, most from what I in my experience, that I feel like that most couples and people, even if they're not married, I feel like often they like share like one pool of money. And it is hard.
Even if you don't share bank accounts, it's like there's a general understanding. It's like, I get this one, you get the next one. It's like, you have like these unofficial understandings of like, I don't know. I'm just talking from like the relationships. I have been in several relationships where I cohabitated with my partner. You know,
we
lived. Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, what a flex. I have had failed relationships before. I would be a great, that's why I'd be like, Steve
how
Harvey.
Many
like
Xboxes did you buy?
I don't think I bought an Xbox. Oh no, I did buy an Xbox in high school for a guy. That's messed up, actually. I was in high school and now, I bought an Xbox.
And now it's
for
in your Xbox.
It's I'm not even gonna make the joke because I was gonna say it now. Actually, I'm the Xbox. I said I wasn't gonna say it, and I just said it anyway.
That's
so
fine.
Yeah. It's fine. But anyway, you like when you're in a mature partnership where you are living together and sharing finances, I don't think that you can make the decision to buy things for your partner for leisure as a gift and then turn around and try to sue them for that money when it doesn't work out the way you wanted
it
to.
Yeah, I didn't know this was possible. I feel like so many things of Your Honor, I bought this gift and she doesn't use it, so I'm suing her to get the money back.
Yeah, like this was a poor decision on my part. I made a choice and it didn't work out. So I would like to turn back the hands of time and get that money back. Can you help me with this?
Yeah,
no. Like we're suing about things I didn't even know you could sue about.
Right. So I kind of thought that Brandon did not have a job. I thought that he was kind of just like home all day playing the video game system. He does indeed work. The issue is he seems to have a pretty good job. He's a kitchen manager at a country club. I mean, that sounds like that's, he's a manager. But when he comes home from work and before he goes to work, he is on the gaming system. Boy, these must be real good games that he's got.
Well, I mean, I saw that itemized list that Jordan pulled out and like she spent like $2,000 on like disc games, literal physical games where like you have like the CD-ROM for it. Like, I didn't realize. So I don't know how old these games are. I didn't realize that people were still getting like the literal. I thought everything was digital at this point.
I thought so, too.
Like, so he has got a lot of stuff. And there was like a really big TV that he plays on and stuff.
Yes.
But I guess so. The other issue that comes up here is that, they are not even engaged. They have children together and they've been together for like 5 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it comes up like, so Jordan basically says, I'm basically the wife, but I don't have the accessories.
Yes.
So to which Brandon explains, I don't make a lot of money and I feel like she deserves a really nice ring. And so like, I don't want to propose until I can get her something that she deserves, which I think is a completely reasonable, that's like that's the nice thing to say if you're just going to say a reason that you're not proposing to your girlfriend,
yeah,
I guess.
But I didn't get the sense, like, it's one thing to say that, but then it's...
Is that the truth?
I think it's, yes, but one, if it's not the truth, I think that's a big thing. But if you're not also actively, working towards that, like, I feel like you're just saying that.
Are you saving any money? Are you working towards that goal? Or are you just waiting for you to fall into a pile of money?
Yeah, the only goal he's working towards is getting more kills in video game. Yeah.
Sniping some zombies or something. I don't know. I don't really know what kind of video games he plays, but a lot, I guess. Many.
He plays a lot. And we met then Dylan, the best friend.
I love when there's a witness.
The witnesses are very good. And Dylan does seem to have a better relationship with Brandon than Jordan has.
Yeah. Well, clearly this is the problem. The case is called gaming bromance. Jordan is jealous that Brandon is spending his work time and leisure time, with Dylan. Mm-hmm. So, but Dylan was great because, you know, he comes in, he takes the witness stand and he explains to Steve Harvey that, like, you know, yeah, he, you know, he plays a couple hours with Brandon. He also has a fiance and kids at home as well. And he drops my fiance isn't bringing me on Judge Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Like, just shades this relationship so hard by being like, yeah, I got a fiance, but she's not bringing me on Judge Steve Harvey to complain about my gaming. Which is
good. That's a good sign for a relationship.
Yeah. It's a really good sign if you don't have to bring your partner onto fake court.
Yeah, Jenny, on TV. We didn't touch on this yet, but Brandon, I think, lost Steve Harvey in the room pretty early on.
Very early.
Very early on when that he talks about how, like, well, like, you know, I do work, but she also does stuff. And, you know, she does the wife work.
The wife work, which when you have Steve Harvey mad and like against you for your sexist comment, like, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Like, that's his bread and butter. Okay. Like, if you are too sexist for Steve Harvey, then like, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Steve Harvey is going to have some takes time we get to the third story. But here he's like, Brandon is like, oh, well, let me explain what I mean by she does the wife work. Even Steve Harvey's like, no. We all know what you mean by the wife
work.
We
know what you mean.
We got that. Yeah. No, we know what you mean.
You can't walk this back.
Yeah.
He's so blunt. He's like, yeah, I think you lost the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not going to go well for you.
Yeah. And so we get a lot from Dylan about, like, I don't know, it seems like there was like incriminating photos also of like where Brandon was was Brandon in Dylan's arms or was Dylan in Brandon's arms?
Dylan was in Brandon's arms. It's just like a playful old friendship photo. But like, Steve was so disturbed by it. He's like, what is this? I've never been so close with a friend that I'm like, jumped into his arms.
Yes.
Like,
and not just that, that also he said that in the photo you could see Dylan's butt crack. And Steve said, I have many friends and I've never taken a photo where they are in my arms and you can see their butt crack.
And that is where I was like, I've been Dylan. Low rise jeans were a thing of time. And I'm almost positive there is photo of me in the, not anywhere you guys can find.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure in there is a photo of me in my female friend's arms and my butt crack is a crack-a-lackin.
It's crack-a-lackin.
So it might just be an old photo. Maybe the men's low rise jeans were a thing then too.
I mean, Steve, what's so bad about a little butt crack? You know what I mean?
It's just a little,
Uranus is up there. Uranus is right.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's just a little anus. Uranus. He doesn't want to go there. Stars on Mars, June 5th or 6th or whatever.
Are we live after Stars on Mars?
I hope so.
Probably not that night, but I don't think so. Not that night. Okay.
Yeah, it might be late, but
yeah. Okay. So, all right. Steve doesn't need to hear much more than this. Oh, actually, one other thing. That Jordan also claims that she then is better at the video game than Brandon is.
Yeah, so this was like another thing that she was upset about, was that like she wants to spend quality time with him. So she you know, is the one taking care of the household, taking care of the kids, making him dinner and all of this. And, you know, the reason she spent all this money on this is because she wants the little bit of time that he's at home to be enjoyed by him. So, you know, this is her like way of being loving and but she also wants to spend time with him. So she, in her like own free time, is like trying to get better at the games so that like that Brandon can enjoy playing the games with her. And then maybe like, instead of getting on with Dylan, he will play the video games with her. So there's like this weird point where like, she's like, I'm just as good at the games as him, yeah, if not better.
I know. Well, I think that you think that this was like, she lost respect for him. It's like, wait, like he's not even that good at the video game.
Yeah.
It's like, he's playing this
so much time.
He spent so much time and he stinks.
It was like almost 38 hours over the course of 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
She logged it.
Yeah.
And he's working like 10-hour days.
Yeah. And he plays before he goes to work. I don't know. And do you think that he's just playing the video game just to talk to Dylan? I think I saw a Black Mirror episode like this.
Are you insinuating that it's just like that maybe he actually does love Dylan?
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy for
I don't
them
know. I don't know what it is. I think, well, here's the thing, is like, this is his bestie. They're stuck at work all day. And they have a shared interest. So then when they're not working, they can finally like do something fun. But like, this is the one point where Steve Harvey actually kind of takes Brandon's side, because the rest of the case, he's like, yes, you are like subhuman, you are scum. But he says that like, well, first of all, I've buried the lead. We get the episode title where he asks Brandon, let me ask you, how long have you been stupid? Which, yeah, I think should be added to that Steve Harvey soundboard that you found.
That would be good. That'd be good. Yeah.
So he's like, he's pulling all of the punches at Brandon. Like, he thinks that this guy is a full idiot. But he does seem to like understand where he's coming from, because he says that his wife has like four sets of golf clubs, but he doesn't want to play like golf with his wife because he knows that she'll be bad and it'll like make it less fun for him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where he's like kind of taking Brandon's side, being like, I get it, bro. Like, you don't want like your chick to
your
like
video game
trying
time
to like, yeah, like this is like no girls allowed.
No girls allowed, right? Right, yeah. Steve?
My wife right now. Woo!
Oh. What about her? Just woo? Woo!
Yeah.
All right, he really hit us with a Ric Flair. Yes. My God.
Well, all right. Steve has reached a verdict. Sometimes it happens very soon. It's just like, this is, you know, we just get to a point where Steve is like, all right, I've reached a verdict.
I love that moment because the crowd goes wild. It's like, yeah. Like it's mid sentence. He's like, I've reached my verdict. And everyone's like, yeah.
Like, it's like a turkey with like a pop up timer. That's like, all right. Okay. Verdict's Sorry. Done. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. He's heard enough. Time to go.
Yeah.
We all only right. have enough. Yeah. Well, you know, that's how they fit these cases into the one episode.
Yeah. 20 minutes.
He's
we got to
make
go.
A decision.
Get to two more cases. All right.
Yeah.
But Steve is able, as we talked about last week with Jason, Steve is able to give away some money. He's got a budget. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Allegedly. And allegedly. Steve is going to be giving some money away today. Now, maybe does Steve have 30K per episode? Is that, does he have 10K per case per episode?
Okay. That is an interesting thought, because I thought it was just 10K per case.
Yes. Well, just to like not spoil anything, but Steve gives away well more than 10K.
More than 10K.
But does he have 30K for the day, maybe?
Is yeah, that maybe. Maybe he's got a day. Yeah, he's got like a weekly budget that like, but he maybe shouldn't. He tries not to give more than 10K to a single case. I have no idea. Confusing. But he spends a little bit of money here. Mm-hmm. He and I love when he gets like moral about it. And he's like, because Steve wants all of these people to be like, you know, he's a mediator here. He wants everyone to make up and for things to be okay again. And he facilitates that. So he basically gives like Dylan or Brandon life advice and said, like, you know, nothing's stopping you from giving, you know, Jordan what she wants. You need to be more present for your family. You need to cut back the video gaming. Mm-hmm. And, so ultimately, he awards $7,000, not of Brandon's money, which is also their money, which is like, that's why this is so confusing. It's like,
she's garnishing his wages. Yeah.
If he is supporting your family, you guys are not ex-partners, then any money that he's going to pay to you is like money that he would be using towards, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really articulating.
I know what you're saying.
I just don't get it.
We're both in agreement here. This doesn't make any sense. Steve, how could you rule this way?
Money cannot buy you happiness. But I tell you what, though, it'll park you right in front of Happy House.
That is true. Oh, that is true.
I would love to be parked. All right, no, but so
Steve is going to give them $7,000 of his money.
I don't think it's his bank account, but it's the show's money.
So $2,000, sometimes there's like some complicated accounting. $2,000 was going to go to Jordan, correct?
So he said, okay, he's awarding the $7,000 to Jordan, but then he says, give $5,000 to Brandon and he needs to spend that $5,000 on a ring for you. And then the other $2,000, get your hair done and buy some clothes, which okay. I was like, is he shading her? Mm-hmm. He's like, you really need to get your hair done.
Yeah, Steve would...
I don't know.
I love the hair, man. I love the hair.
No, he did not say that.
He wasn't saying that. He said, opposite. Get your hair done.
Yeah.
Get some clothes. Here's $2,000. No, to be fair, like, I would love somebody to give me $2,000 to, like, go shopping and get my hair done. But... this is the weird thing is like he gives it to her, but he's like, then you give him $5,000.
He's not responsible, Jenny, that we've learned this. He knows she's good with accounting.
He said that if Brandon doesn't spend that money on a ring, if he sees him, he's going to knock him out. Like he literally threatened physical violence on this man.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love that.
Okay. All right. Case closed.
Yeah.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jenny, let's talk about case number two. Okay.
All right.
The battling cousins. Okay. What'd they call this one?
Trapped in the cargo van.
Yeah. Okay. So we're really going for the SEO here. This is a very literal interpretation. All right.
That is exactly what is happening in this case.
Now, the cousins are Michelle and Michael. This is a little confusing.
Yeah. Michelle and Michael. Real high stakes case here where Michelle is the plaintiff suing her cousin Michael for $450. That's right. Mm-hmm. Just $450 for unpaid van rental fees. However, young Michael is countersuing for $5,000 for emotional distress and dry cleaning fees.
Yeah. This case was so dumb. I think this was the dumbest case that we've talked about here. I don't even understand how this got on the show. Michelle has some sort of like van rental company.
Yeah, she started her own business. Luxury. Okay, so she calls it a luxury car rental company.
Mm-hmm.
But the first vehicle that she got for the company is a cargo van.
Is that
a luxury car?
I guess so. Maybe it's
like what kind of?
Maybe like it's used to transport luxuries like art around.
That's true.
Yes, and so
you can only transport luxurious cargo.
And Michael, he basically took one of the vans without paying for it. And then locked himself inside of it.
Twice.
And then, yes, and then wants to sue his cousin for $5,000.
I mean, that is a very simplified version of this case. So I definitely, when you put it that way, it's very stupid. And when you put it the way that I will extrapolate here, it is also very stupid.
Yes, okay.
So it sounds like that there was a rental agreement. So he was renting the cargo van from his cousin's business.
Which implied that she also forged his signature.
Yes, because there was a so for once we had a contract. It's like, oh my God, because like none of these people ever have anything in writing because they're just like suing for things that they bought each other. And so she's got this like rental agreement that they show, but like the signatures are just like digital signatures that are just like a random like cursive font.
Mm-hmm.
And so like Michael basically like insinuates is like, I didn't sign that. And then the Harv gets like a little bit like, you know, he loves insulting people and being like, because I guess she mixed up like forgery and plagiarism. And he's like, it's not plagiarism. It's forgery. I've been to court for it.
I know. He seemed like he knew a lot about that. I wonder if I Google Steve Harvey forgery.
He's been to court.
Yeah.
For forgery.
I wonder if there's a story there.
There's got to be a story.
The smoking gun.
Yeah. So anyway, there was some sort of agreement. I don't know if maybe like she was going to give him like a family discount or
Steve
something.
Steve Harvey sued for alleged fraud involving charity. Blames Oprah and Tyler Perry for bad financial advice.
Oh, no. Sometimes you shouldn't get advice from Tyler Perry. God.
Yeah. Okay. So he does. He
How does that work
this.
Out for him? Okay. Well, he did say he admitted. He's like, I've been to court for that. So anyway, we don't know the legitimacy of this rental agreement, but he's basically insinuating that he was just borrowing the van, but he was supposed to be renting it. And so I guess he was using he's like an art dealer or something. And he has a gallery. And so he was using the cargo van to transport art, a big painting or something. And I guess he went into the back to fix something and got locked in the back of the van for like several hours.
He said it was a windy day.
Yeah.
And
so
then the doors
slammed
closed.
Shut.
Yeah.
And then there was no way to get out of it because there's not a handle, I guess, to exit from inside the cargo van. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there was like a window that he could stick his fingers out of. And so he was like trying to flag somebody down. But the real problem here is that it was hot and there was no ventilation in the back of the van. And he got very sweaty, Rob.
He was wearing a $100 silk shirt, which does appeal to Steve because clothes are very important to Steve Harvey.
Yes. Yeah, that's why he gave $2,000 to Jordan.
Michael wasn't exactly sure if it was just the sweat or was it this particular brand of deodorant that he used, which he vowed never to use again. Should he have sued the deodorant maker instead of his cousin?
I mean, he probably would have a better chance against the deodorant company, but I don't think that they would make it onto Judge Steve Harvey. So
this guy, Michael, was horrible. I felt very bad for his cousin, Michelle, who got dragged here. Like, a lot of times I feel like, are these people in cahoots? Michelle does not seem like she enjoys Michael's company.
I mean, she literally said that he wasn't her cousin anymore and that he's disowned.
Yes, and she did not.
And then he's like, I disown her back.
Right. She did not ask to be, like, unblocked from social media at the end of this.
No, there was no. Yeah, Steve was not ruling that anyone become friends again after this one. I think he was like, okay, you guys are not going to be friends. Mm-hmm. But, like, so... This case is just wild because, like, she's like, I just want the $450 that you would have owed me for the van. And, like, apparently he, like, blew up a family group chat. Like,
he, like, told
complaining
on her.
About her and her, like, faulty vans, ruined his silk shirt because of all the sweat. He got locked in the van a second time when he got home because he's such an idiot. This guy did not learn his lesson the first time, gets in the back of the van with, like, no backup. Once again, it locks again. He's in there for another hour, has to flag down his freaking neighbor. Like,
yes, the neighbor did save the day.
The shirt's already ruined at this point.
The neighbor did save the day with that. The neighbor saw like the two fingers sticking out. And that was when he was able to come through and ultimately rescue Michael from the van.
Yeah, so this is the insane part of this.
Which is the insane part, Jenny?
Well, all of it is, actually, truly. But, like, he is suing for $5,000, countersuing for $5,000, Rob.
Emotional distress.
$100 silk shirt and a $4.59 for dry cleaning, which was ultimately pointless because they couldn't get the stains
that's
out of the shirt.
Very reasonable for dry cleaning. Maybe
that's
you get what you pay
for. Dry cleaning price.
Yes. Yes.
And why are you even including $104.59 of $5,000 you're suing for? The rest of that is just mental anguish.
Yeah.
From being trapped. I will say this, Rob. I had a tiny, tiny little bit of empathy for him.
Okay. Wait, did you get locked in a van?
I did not get locked in a van. I did have a traumatic experience in my building's garbage chute room many years ago.
Yeah.
So I've never told this story on a podcast.
Okay.
I live in a condo and, you know, in our hallway, there's like
condo?
Yes, it is. It's quite a club. It is club condo. I wouldn't recommend this part of the club.
Would you say, is it like full tilt boogie?
You do tilt the garbage chute out to put the garbage down the chute. And there's maybe boogie in the garbage. So it is kind of full tilt boogie. So anyway, I was taking my garbage out. At this point in my life, I lived alone. And this is down the hall from me. Like, it's like a couple doors down. It's just a little tiny hallway with a garbage chute in it, or a little room, tiny, tiny room. It's like a closet. Garbage chute, your garbage goes down to the garbage room. Perfect. Love it. So anyway, I'm taking my garbage out and the door shuts behind me. I put my garbage down the chute. I go to leave. The door will not open. And this is, like, literally like a concrete cell. Like, it's tiny. Something happened with this door handle and it would literally not open. And I start to panic. Like, I literally lose my mind. I don't have my phone on me. And I'm like banging on the door, like trying to get, and I don't live in a very big building. Like, there's like six floors. Like, it's not a very big building. And thank God one of my neighbors was on their balcony and heard me and came to my rescue, but they couldn't open the door from the outside either. Something malfunctioned in the fire department had to come, Rob. The freaking fire department had to come rescue me.
Oh my God. When did this happen? How long ago was this?
I would say maybe it was like 2018 or 2019, maybe. Okay. I don't know. It was literally so terrifying because I was like, once someone came and, like, realized I was there yelling, like, I was, like, a lot calmer. But, like, the claustrophobia, like, kicked in immediately because this is, like, like there's no room to move in this thing. It's literally just big enough for a body to come in and open the garbage chute and put it down. Oh. And I'm like, it's like literally a concrete cell with no nothing. And I was like, and it's garbage. It was gross. I was like,
was the light on?
No, the light Okay, so the light is motion censored. So I had to keep moving to get to keep the light on because I was like getting panicked when the light would turn off. Yeah, so the fire department had to get called because the neighbors were like, I can't open it. I don't know what happened. And I was like, there is no lock function on this like handle. There's no way to get myself out. So basically, fire department came. They had to break the freaking handle to get me out.
Yeah. Did you consider climbing down the garbage chute?
I honestly thought that there was maybe a chance I could fit.
Yes.
There was a second I was like, how am I going to get out of here?
And would you have slid down into the garbage chute, down into the dumpster?
Listen, if that was the only way to get myself out of there, I would have considered it. I was lucky that like I didn't have to yell for too long. I didn't have to yell as long as Michael. Apparently it was like a couple hours that he was yelling.
Wow. Did you consider suing your landlord, Jenny?
I mean, now I'm like, I should have
take him taken to Steve him Harvey court. Court.
Look, I can be suing for $5,000 of mental anguish. Mm-hmm. And it did traumatize me to the point where now like 98% of the time I make Phil take out the garbage because I have like anxiety about getting locked in that room.
Yep.
And when I do take the garbage, I like hold the door open. Like I won't let it shut because I have a general mistrust of this garbage room.
Right.
So I don't think that he should be suing for $5,000 for emotional distress, but I do think that it would probably was a traumatic experience for him. I understand that part because it is terrifying to get locked somewhere.
He sweat through his shirt.
I did not sweat through my clothing in the garbage room.
Yeah. Well, you weren't wearing
silk. I was
not
wearing
a
silk shirt.
Right. Okay.
I was not wearing my best silk to take out the garbage.
All right. Steve comes to a ruling and yeah, he does not rule, you know, in the favor of Michael.
No.
The art dealer.
I think he did. He gave $104.59 for his shirt and dry cleaning. So he literally gave him the value of his shirt and his dry cleaning.
And the dry cleaning.
Because he says he loves clothes, but he dismisses the mental anguish. He says, that's not real. Mm-hmm. And he like straight up mocks him. He's like, He's like, I don't care about your trauma. That's stupid. But he does rule that he has to pay $450 for the van rental.
So he doesn't even pay out of his pocket. Like you could tell when Steve really did not care for the person.
Yeah, he was not helping Michael out. I mean, he paid for his shirt, I guess. That was out of his own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So he paid $104.59 out of his own pocket, but he's also making Michael pay $450.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So
Steve,
whatever.
Steve is not a fan of the cousins.
No.
Yeah.
He's kind of an idiot. Like this guy was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the third story, the hijacked wedding here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the story of Fran, Sean, and Nora, a married couple suing each other.
Yep.
For
$10,000. Yep. $10,000. And the reason, so Fran, Sean is suing Nora, her wife, for a canceled wedding and honeymoon. And then I guess the explanation was the money that they were saving was then spent on like a fence. just normal household stuff.
Yeah. So they got married like during COVID, in the car from the Justice of the Peace. And then
I got a vaccine in a car. I did not.
Was there a witness? Did you have a witness?
I guess Phil was a witness to, he was also getting vaccinated in his car. We went to a drive-through vaccination clinic during COVID. That was a thing. I didn't know they were doing drive-through weddings during COVID, but apparently they were.
Some of this stuff, just to say it out loud, is like, wait, what happened? Like,
this was a real thing.
But I remember I drove like, there was like one day where Nicole was like, hey, There's some college campus. They're letting people come and get vaccines without appointments, drive there, and then just get in the line. I'm like, wait, where am I going? What am I doing? She's like, just go. Look for the line. Get in it. Yeah. Drive up. I'm like, I just drove around in circles, and then eventually, like, people said, like, there's no vaccines here. Go You're home, out. Everybody. Go home.
It was literally like a weird lottery for a while. Like early, yeah. like early vaccine time was like, it was Hunger Games. It was wild. We were out here just, you know, showing up at random addresses because someone on
I heard Twitter a thing.
Said that it was, yeah. Like,
no, that's not true. Get out of here.
And this was like only a couple of years ago. Like, I don't understand the life that we've lived. Like, it's insane. So yeah, I guess they originally were supposed to be married in April 2021. The theme was supposed to, because Steve knows that there's supposed to be a theme for the wedding. I guess was supposed to be denim and diamonds. He loves it. He loves the sound.
He
of
loves
that.
Clothes.
To me, that sounds like a nightmare. I personally don't think that. You know what the theme of a wedding is? What? Wedding. it's a wedding. I don't think that weddings need themes. You could just have the wedding. It's just a wedding, but whatever.
You know, like D&D?
No. No, definitely not. Anyway, so they were supposed
I don't really
to have
any
like
diamonds.
Like I'm picturing like they were going to be wearing like the Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, MTV Awards, denim, like full denim getup, but like bedazzled. Like that's what I was picturing like their wedding outfit would be if the theme would be denim and diamonds. But Steve Harvey was all into it. He was like, I need to make sure that this wedding goes on.
He loves clothes.
Yeah, he loves clothes. He loves fashion. So they were saving money. COVID happens. So they still wanted to get married. So they were going to go to a justice of peace to still get married. And then they agreed that the next year they would do like a bigger thing with their family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of couples did this over COVID. A lot of COVID brides, they said, okay, well, we'll still get married and then we'll have a bigger party when things are better.
Yes.
But then like the courts closed. And so then
not Judge Steve like, Harvey's court.
No, he's open for business. Mm-hmm. And so they got offered to get married outside the officiant's house in a car. So that's what happened. There was like a picture of them in the car, like, and I don't know.
Look, people did what they had to do. They wanted to get married, and some people like this is the date we said, we don't want to push it, and so they got married, and they said, okay, we're going to do the party down the road. It was very important to Franchon that she wanted a party for her wedding.
Yeah, and the problem was that somewhere along the line, the money that they'd been saving, they were putting, we saw the picture of the cash in a water bottle that they were saving. I guess they had puppies and then their neighbor has dogs and like something happened with their fence and they were trying to like protect the, I really didn't understand the story to be honest.
Yeah.
Something was wrong with the fence.
The fence needed to be
repaired. And according to Franchon, all it needed was like one single post to be fixed. But Nora said, let's just fix the whole fence. Let's redo the whole fence.
Yes.
And so she spent the wedding funds and thought she was doing the right thing, the practical thing, taking care of the household. And Franchon is now suing her for this money because it was supposed to be for the party.
Yes. Now,
court stuff, you know.
Fences are expensive.
I've never bought one.
I didn't think that looked like a $10,000 fence that was there. But we saw the picture, and Steve is very much on the side of, like, I would have thought that Steve was going to be on the side of, like, hey, like, you promised your bride you're going to have a wedding, you're going to have a party. Why not do that for her? But actually, Steve is very much on the side of Nora, of Nor, and says that basically, like, wait, hold on. So she did the practical thing and she spent the money on something you all needed to fix your house and you're upset about a party?
Well, here's the thing is that the Harv, like, thinks he's on North's side. He thinks that she did the right thing and did the thing that he probably would do and thinks is the right thing.
Yeah.
But he's on his third marriage, as we mentioned. He's learned some things. And this is where he, like, gets, like, openly sexist to the point where he says, I am being sexist. I am a 65-year-old black dude. Don't email me. I don't give a damn how you feel about me. I'm not making this up. These are real things he said. This is a quote. This is verbatim that he said. And he said that...
My wife right now... Woo!
Exactly. He basically says, women want things that they... like the female thing, like the, yeah, the feminine thing is like you want the part, you want the thing that doesn't matter. And sometimes, even though it's stupid and it doesn't make sense,
yeah,
you still got to do it.
I think the fact that this was a lesbian couple here, I think that Steve felt like that he had like a little more leeway of like, hey, yeah, all right, you're both women. Let me give you kind of like a because I'm siding with one of the women. So
yeah,
inherently, this is not a super sexist take because I'm saying it to a woman.
But doing the like, but you are both taking on a gender role, mm-hmm, here, and I'm saying that, mm-hmm, like friend Sean is taking on
wives this are always spending your money on stuff you don't need, am I right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so you like, you can tell he's like, nar, these ladies, you know what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah I guess so. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he's basically insinuating that like it's stupid that Franchon wants to still spend this money on the wedding.
Yes.
And that Nor did the right thing and was being more practical. But listen, you gotta do what wife, happy life.
Yes. What did he get into? I felt like for like 3 minutes he was just like saying to the audience, like he was just getting like, it's like, hey, this is not funny. This
because
usually we had the audience just dying.
It got real silly. So what happened, mm-hmm, was when Franchon was showing the selfie of them in the car. When Franchon showed the selfie of them in the car when they got married, I guess like there was laughter. And then she said, this is not funny. And so then he was like, and it became like laughing in church situation where, mm-hmm, he was like, he kept repeating, he's like, this is not funny. I'm not laughing at this. And, mm-hmm, then like the crowd is laughing and he's like ordering them to stop laughing. And then she's laughing. He's like, what are you doing? I thought this wasn't funny. It like was like this weird tangent of like laughter about, mm-hmm, the situation. It got real silly. I think it was, that had to have been the last like case of the day. It's like this podcast in a way, Rob, where it's like, this is your last podcast of the day. Like, you know, it gets a little silly. It's, yeah, like things go out, yeah, out the window.
Steve had to speak to the audience.
How many times has somebody had to ask you to be quiet?
Yeah.
And several times during this case was the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately he says like, and I love when he does this. He's like, I like you. You're a sweetheart of a person.
You know you're getting the money. Once Steve Harvey starts telling you how, yeah, much he didn't tell Michael or Michelle how much he liked them.
No, he did tell Dylan, the witness from the first case, that he liked him. He let him stay. He's, yeah, like, you can stay. I like you, but I don't think he got any money.
Yeah, he liked him.
But
in the booth.
Yeah, so he likes Franchon, says she's a sweetheart of a person. But she can't be suing her wife. Mm-hmm. So he throws out the suit.
Yeah. Well, there was another part also that we got pretty wild where Franchon wanted to say like, well, you know, I really want to have a nice wedding, you know, and I really wanted all my friends to come. And then did somebody from the audience yell
so
out?
So Franchon said, I wanted my friends and my family there. And Nor apparently told Franchon, you don't even have any friends. And then someone in the audience said, and you can audibly hear them say, do you? Do you have friends?
nasty ass audience.
It's a rowdy crowd at Steve Harvey, Judge Steve Harvey.
I love that the soundboard has something for everything. Like,
all right. So Steve knows what to do. Steve has reached a verdict.
I've reached a verdict.
Yeah, I've reached a verdict.
Everyone goes wild.
Yeah. Okay. So he, as you mentioned, he's throwing out the suit, and Steve would never throw out a suit. He loves clothes.
No.
But he did throw out the suit for 10K, but we all know what's coming.
We know what's coming. He already said he likes Franchon. She's a sweetheart of a person. He knows that she wants that wedding, and you got to make her happy.
But so. Steve Harvey rules in favor of giving them 25K. Now, Jenny, didn't we establish on last week's episode that Steve said, look, I've got $10,000 that I can give away?
Yep, that's why I was like, since when?
Since when?
Like, I can't believe we're at a since when moment on Judge Steve Harvey. But since when can he give out 25,000?
Yeah.
He literally said he can go up to 10K.
So in this episode, he did. Now, he gave out $7,000 in the first case, but it was kind of a weird, I'll give you two and then five and then give him five.
He loves the math.
And he basically, he gave out only like $450
and the $450 was from Michael. Okay.
He basically only gave out $100 in the second case. And then here he gives away $25,000. So over the course of three cases here, he gives away about $32,100, which I don't know if that's in his jurisdiction, if he can like sort of like save the money for a rainy day.
Yeah. Can you bank whatever you don't use for that week for future weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. I think like, is this coming out of his own pocket? He's like, we'll do some accounting. We'll move some money around.
He moves some money around. Yeah. So,
but he literally told us last week that he has $10,000, and then he's quickly just like $25,000.
Yeah. So I don't know.
For the wedding.
He's Steve Harvey. He can do what he wants.
It's his court,
It's his court. Yep.
What is the point of the bailiff? She's just there for facial
reactions. She doesn't really swear people in or anything like that.
She doesn't do anything.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, maybe if somebody tries to like attack Steve Harvey, maybe she's going to like protect him.
I mean, she's a real bailiff. And in the opening episode of the season, he said she normally has a gun and said that this is the best job she's ever had.
I mean, it's a pretty cush gig to be Steve Harvey's bailiff.
Yeah. Your job is just stand there and react to the absurdity that's taking place in the fake courtroom. So I guess a pretty good gig. So
all right, Jenny. All right. We finished talking about episode 3 of Judge Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to be honest, I did not love Judge Steve Harvey episode 3 as much as I loved episode 1 and 2.
It definitely did not like, so here's the thing. I still laughed out loud a few times watching this, unprompted, unforced, but not as much as I laughed last week.
Yeah.
It was still entertaining, and I feel like I could find something to talk about with all of these cases, but it was not quite the banger that the first two episodes were for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also,
but I've still watched a lot worse. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, my standards are in hell at this point.
Right. And also, I've been trying to get my kids to watch it, and they're like, Dad, we're not watching, because Nicole said she wouldn't watch it. But I know.
I heard you try to get her.
Yeah, I'm trying to get her.
It's not happening.
Okay. But also, I will say that the next episode of Judge Steve Harvey is not on until June 14th. Steve Harvey looks like he's going into a bit of a hiatus. This was episode 3, How Long Have You Been Stupid? And episode 4, which looks like it is called Run Me My Coins. Steve Harvey welcomes a variety of conflicts and characters to his courtroom. That's the same description as everyone. But that is not going to be on for a couple of weeks till June 14th. So it looks like that whether we, even if we thought it was a hit, it doesn't look like this is going to be Steve Harvey.
They decided for us.
So, Jenny, but, yeah, we do have something in the hopper. A little show that deals with something from the world of toys. And it is called Hot Wheels : Ultimate Challenge.
You know I love a colon show, Rob.
Okay.
Hot Wheels. You had me at colon.
Hot Wheels : Ultimate Challenge.
Ultimate Challenge.
It is coming to NBC.
Okay. Okay. That's legit. You know,
let me tell you about
celebrities? Is a celebrity show?
Okay.
Sort of.
Mattel Television is bringing together celebrity judges, automotive dream teams, and Hot Wheels superfans into a high-octane competition show you won't want to miss. Hosted by TV personality and car aficionado Rutledge Wood. Does that name sound familiar to you?
No.
I believe Rutledge Wood, he has hosted some other shows that I have podcast about.
Really?
I believe that he, I believe he is host. He's also the host of The Floor is Lava. Yes.
Oh, yeah, he is. Floor is Lava.
Okay.
Top Gear, Lost in Transmission. He seems like a car guy.
Hot Wheels, a lava guy.
and a barbecue guy.
Lava is hot. Okay, Hot Wheels.
And barbecue can be hot.
Ultimate Challenge. It's a car makeover competition that gives super fans a chance to create the life-size Hot Wheels of their dreams and compete for the ultimate prize, having their design made into an official Hot Wheels die-cast car. That is the ultimate prize.
I can't think of anything more ultimate.
Each episode will feature two Hot Wheels fans going head to head in the Chrome Zone.
I've always wanted to go head to head in the Chrome Zone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so there's going to be celebrity judges like Anthony Anderson, WWE superstar Big E, Terry Crews, Jay Leno, Joel McHale.
Oh, you have to have Jay Leno. He's a big car guy.
But ironically, you need a little car guy here.
Yes. But they're making the little cars into big cars. This sounds so quaint.
It's very quaint. Now, also, Hot Wheels : Ultimate Challenge airs on NBC, premiering on May 30th in the coveted 10 p.m. Tuesday night time slot.
That's where the great shows go.
Yes, where like all of the kids that love the Hot Wheels will surely be watching 10 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Everyone that I mean, keep the boys up
in May.
Rob.
Yeah.
We're staying up till 10 p.m. to watch Hot Wheels : Ultimate Challenge. Gather around,
take a nap during the day, kids, because 10 p.m. on Tuesdays, you know where we'll be.
Listen, if you couldn't get Nicole to watch, Judge Steve Harvey, you're certainly not getting her on board to have family TV knife at 10 p.m.
At 10
on
p.m.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't get my kids to stay up to watch the Survivor finale, let alone 10 p.m. on Tuesday.
It went late for me even. Yeah. So I was pretty tired, but
all right.
Anyway, we're treading water at this point, Rob. Like we have a destination we're getting
to.
We're going to freaking Mars.
Yeah.
So
we're going to Mars. Just a pit stop with Hot Wheels. Yeah. Ultimate Challenge. Liana Boris, who recaps Lego Masters on RHAP, will join us next week for that one.
Like, I will podcast about literally anything if it means that I get to podcast with Liana.
Mm-hmm.
So Hot Wheels : Ultimate Challenge. Sure.
Yeah.
Like whatever. Liana wants to hang out and talk with us. Amazing. Sign me up. Like we are blessed. Okay.
Blessed. Okay. So. Jenny, what's coming up for you?
Hot Wheels : Ultimate Challenge next Tuesday, 10 p.m., baby, NBC. Yes.
Okay. I hope nobody gets locked in the back of their Hot Wheels.
Oh my God. Yeah, I hope they're not wearing silk shirts and, mm-hmm. and the wrong brand of deodorant, because that could be a disaster. No, honestly, I'm just like, just enjoying the, listen, I think I've already said this. I am not mad at the late Big Brother season.
You're going to enjoy your summer?
I like to go outside a little bit.
I thought you were the queen of fall.
I am, but like, and I do like going outside and in fall as well, but like, I tend to like make plans in the summer, and you know, I don't want to like be on vacation and be like, oh, I got to go on Twitter and find out who won the veto. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it does sound pretty unappetizing when you put it that way.
I'm mostly just like, I would prefer there to be more TV in the months where I'm more likely to just be at home doing.
Fair enough. Nothing. Okay.
And I understand it from a logistics standpoint that I don't really know what the fall looks like with 8 million different shows that the network is covering at once and how that works. Totally understand. But I'm like, people are acting like it's been pushed to February. It's just August. It's still summer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to enjoy this next little bit where, you know, the fun, silly little shows that you and I get to cover, which are good. Like, Claim to Fame is coming back. Like, I'm so excited.
Jenny, we're going to have to go to daily podcasts soon. There's too much stuff for us.
That's okay.
The networks are taking out the trash this summer. It's like writer's strike. All right, let's burn off all the shows that we've been
sitting
on.
Okay, but I don't want to go to
Rutledge,
the trash room.
This is your time.
Don't lock me in the trash room. I have trauma, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it is kind of wild that like everything's coming out of the woodwork because, you know, like largely because of the writer's strike where everyone's just like, this random reality show, we're just going to do this. There won't be Big Brother multiple times a week, but apparently we're doing everyday hit or quit.
We, for months, said like, boy, if only there were crappy shows on TV for us to cover, and that we prayed.
God hears and answers prayers. I now get to find out what the hell he said.
Thank you, Steve.
I can't wait to find out what he said.
All right. Well,
he said, Judge Steve Harvey, here you go.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. An embarrassment of riches for us here on Hit or Quit.
We'll be at Happy House very soon. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.